Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Senior Pastor Will Cantrell. The scripture is Romans chapter 4.
Have you ever stood outside at night and gazed up at the stars in wonder? There you are in your front yard, yet you are seeing light from millions and millions of light years away. You are looking at stars and galaxies to which you will never travel, with names you either never learned or can't remember. So why do you stand there and stare at them until your neck hurts from staring up so much? Really, they're just little pinpricks of light against the dark night sky. What's so amazing about that? You could buy a cheap planetarium projector for a couple bucks on Amazon and project the same images on the ceiling of your climate-controlled living room, but there you stand, outside, in the cold, amazed by the glory of those little lights in the sky. We look up to the stars because they remind us who we are. They show us the incomprehensibly vast cosmos we inhabit. They convince us that we live in a huge wild universe and that we are not the center of it. They teach us how small we are and how big the Creator must be. What the stars do for our understanding of the physical world in which we exist, faith does for our understanding of the spiritual world. Faith doesn't allow us to know everything about the mystery of God's goodness, power, and love, but faith does allow us to know the basic nature of God. In Romans 4, the Apostle Paul tells us that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness, and that similarly, our faith will be credited to us as righteousness. In the Bible, righteousness is not so much doing the right thing as it is being in right relationship with God. So here we have God taking our faith, our belief that we are not the center of the universe, that God is the center, and that God can be trusted to be all-powerful and all-good because of what we have seen of God through Jesus Christ. And to those with that faith, God gives righteousness or right relationship. We are no more able to earn right relationship with God than we are able to reach out and touch a star or travel to the farthest edges of the galaxy. Yet through our faith, God grants us what we could never achieve on our own. Relationship with God is always a gift to be received, never a goal to be achieved. Faith provides us with the humility we need to receive the gift of right relationship God is trying to give us. Living as if God doesn't exist and our world is nothing more than the product of random chance is perhaps the most arrogant thing we could ever do. If we live as if God isn't the center of the universe, we will revert by default to living as if we are the center of the universe. And if you spend much time living as if you are the center of the universe, you will find it very frustrating. In fact, you will find yourself becoming more resentful, offended, and hateful every day as you constantly battle against a world that for some unknown reason refuses to revolve around you. And you find yourself around stubborn, backward people who refuse to acquiesce to your every wish. For Abraham and for us, faith is the key to a whole new world of wonder, mystery, and divine purpose. By faith, we are wrapped in the indescribable warmth of God's love. By faith, we discover a strength far beyond our own, capable of seeing us through the most severe hardships and hurts. By faith, we discover a life that is more about giving than receiving, more about serving than winning, more about being holy than being happy. By faith, we discover an eternal contentment in the center of our souls, even as we live in a difficult world, because we find we have been brought into right relationship with the God who one day will set all things right by making all things new. Let's pray together. Great and gracious God, forgive me for all the times I have acted as if I was the center of the universe. Forgive me for the ways I put my needs ahead of the needs of others and my desires ahead of your calling. I may not have great faith, but my faith is in you, O Lord. I believe you are the center of the universe and the center of my soul. I believe you created me for something greater than this world. And I believe you created me to share your love with this world. Teach me to gratefully receive the gift of right relationship, not because I have earned it, but because it pleases you to give it. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.